Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. We get into the third parak of Maseches Chagiga, where it continues the discussion of Tumah V'Tahara, as we said, which is the second half of this Masechta, connected to the Karbanos that were brought, and we all have to be Mitar ourselves for Yantif, and that is what this is doing in this Masechta. So, Chomer Bakodesh, we start off with, that's the name of this parak, Chomer Bakodesh Mi Batruma. So the Mishnah lists off chumras that we have by kodshim that we don't have by truma, even though truma is kodesh and truma is misa b'nei shemayim. Remember, we just had recently the comparison with truma and bikurim versus ma'aser sheni. We had that Mishnah bikurim quoted earlier a couple daf ago on Tesvav and Aleph, where we also compared and contrasted truma and bikurim versus ma'aser sheni, and the Mishnah there lists off the opposites too, the other two. But this is kodshim versus truma. So chomer b'kodesh mi b'truma. Shemat bilin kelim b'to kelim b'truma avalo b'kodesh. We're going to list off a number of differences altogether. We will see. Maybe there are 13 differences. Maybe there are 12 differences. We'll see that by the Shem Anam Beis. So number one is, am I allowed to be tov el a kli b'to kli? I have two kelim, one big one, one small one. I want to put, or I might say, this is even called Eser Milos by some, maybe not 12 or 13, but maybe 10. But if I want to put two kelim, one inside another one, am I allowed to do that? And a dunk, am I worried? This is the way that the Mefarshim here explain it. It's 2 days in the Bavli, but this is like this one, that I'm worried that if I put it in, that maybe the inner one will be leaning and weighing down on the outer one, and they'll be touching, so the water won't go all the way around. And you need water touching every spot on the kli, and therefore, do we have such a chashash? So the Mishnah says that we have a chashash by kachim, but we don't have a chashash by truma. So by truma, you're allowed to be tov al kli b'to kli, but by kachim, we're not worried. So by kli b'to kli but truma, avalo b'kodesh. Avalo b'kodesh says the Karbana Eda da'amrinan, kvedo shel pnimi mach ben alachitzon v'chotzeis. The heaviness of the inner one weighs down on the outer one and presents a chatzitza. Vein tfila ole lo lazeh v'lo lazeh. Tfila's not going to work for either one. That's the chashash. But for some reason, we're not worried about that for truma. We're only worried about that for kachim. Number one. Number two, next difference. Acharayim v'toch ubeis tzviya b'truma avalo b'kodesh. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to say, and the Karban Eda already says here, we're talking about a tumah d'rabanan. A tumah d'araisa, if something that's tamei midaraisa is mitame, then it makes the entire item tamei. Something tamei touches a cup, then the whole cup is tamei. Something tamei touches a box with different compartments, but the whole thing is tamei. But by a tumah d'rabanan, there can be chilukim. So says the Mishnah, when it comes to a tumah d'rabanan, if it touches a part of a kli by truma, only that part is tamei, not the whole part. And you can look at these parts of the kli as separate. Acharayim, the outside, the external part of the kli. Vitoch, the internal part of the kli. Beis tzviya, the place, or tzvita, it says in some places. What's the beis tzviya? Beis tzvita says the Karban Eda, beis achiza, the place where it's held. Lahachnis etzba'o besocho shushosa. They used to have to put a finger in when you drink. So all those areas, so that's not like external, not like internal. That's like stuck in. So that's like as a third area. Those are all called separate places for truma by a tumah d'rabanan. And therefore, if any of these places are touched by the tumah, so the other parts are not tameh. Masha'en ken avalo b'kodesh. By kodesh, if one part of it is tameh, then the whole thing is tameh. Right? And we don't make such chilukim. Number two. Number three. Hanosi es ha-medris, nosi es ha-truma. If somebody carries medris, we spent a lot of time on medris at the end of the previous parak. If somebody carries something that's tummy medris, a pillow that a nida sat on, I have that in one of my hands. Hanosi es medris. Remember, that's an avatuma. So the halachi is that I could carry truma in the other hand. I could carry a medris in one hand, and I could carry truma in the other hand. Maybe the truma is inside a kli. We'll see. Avalo es hakodesh, but I can't carry kachim in the other hand. Can't carry kachim in the other hand. Again, Chumrah number three. We didn't get into such details at the end of the last year, maybe just to mention it quickly, and that is the lumdis of Tumas Medris. We know that usually, as we mentioned, there's a mitame and a nitma in every Tumah transfer. And that's why it always goes down a level. That's the rule. If a dead body touches something, so the dead body is an avi avos atoma, and the other next item is nitma from the mitame and becomes an avatoma. If that item goes and touches something, so then it's mitame, and it goes and transfers the tuma, and it goes down to the nitma, and that becomes a rishon atoma. But by tumas nedrish, as we said, the tuma doesn't go down, right? If it needs us, if a zava sits on a couch, the couch becomes an avatuma, right? The source is an av, and the recipient is an av. So how does that work? So if Soloveitchik explained, based on the Rishonim, there's a Tosfos Rid, Rabbeinu Tam, in this sugya, and that is, it could be that maybe usually when tuma is transferred in that way to mitame to nitma, that it has to go down. But here there's no mitame and nitma. What happens when a zava sits on a couch? She's not mitame yet, she's magdir it. Now that is called a mishkav hazav, a mishkav hanida. That's what it's called. They label it. Once it's labeled, then memela, it can make you tame. Because it's the source of tuma. What like a sheretz. What makes a sheretz tame? Nothing makes a sheretz tame. That's the definition of a sheretz. A sheretz is mitame. A sheretz is a source of tuma. What makes a dead body tame? What makes a shechva zera tame? Right? What is it? It's not nothing. Just, it exists. And it exists. It is a source of tuma and it is mitame. So maybe that's mishkav hazav. Right? The person who is mitame mishkavu moshav, like that Rambam is a whole area of halacha, mitame mishkavu moshav, right? So that area of halachas, they're magdir, they're not mitame. And that's why it doesn't go down a level. Because once it is just defined as a certain item, then it is a source of tumah and can spread tumah. So that's hanosei as hamedris, nosei as a truma, avalo as hakodesh. That's number three. Number four, bigdei ochli truma medrash lakodesh, that we had in the previous parak, right? The begadim of the ochli truma are considered medrash for the next level up for a kodesh. Even though ochli truma might be very makbid and might be very zahir. Remember we had in the Mishnah, we had great tzadikim that were very makbid about their halacha, right? Yossi ben Yoezer was even called chassid shepikahuna. And his mitpachas, his napkin, was medrash for kodesh at the higher level. Yochanan ben Gudgada was very makbid, even eating his chulin al taras hakodesh, and still it was medrash for the next level up. So like the Tiferes Yisrael said earlier, no exceptions. It's not based on zilzil; it's just based on a higher standard. So that is number four. So we have the tefila klimato kli. And we have the different parts considered separate, and we have the carrying medrash is three, and big day ochle tumas medrash is four. Next, number five, lo kamidas hakodesh midas hatruma. We don't they say that they have the same rules. Shebekodesh matir uma. Let's say you have a kli, a beged that's tied up, and there are knots. So do you have to untie it before you are matbil it? Do you have to untie it? So shebekodesh, yes, matir you untie. Umenagev. Menagev pashas means to dry out. Menagev says the Karban Eda imlachu menagvo tchila. You have to first dry it. The shamnuna she'alav havikachotzis, because if you have grease on it, that's going to create a chatitza. Others say menagev just means to clean out. But matir menagev umatvil and then bitovelet v'acharka kosher and then you can tie it back up. Ubetruma kosher v'acharka matvil. But by truma you can leave it tied. And you can even tie it up in the first place. Vaka matfil, again, as long as there is ability for the water to get into to the knots. It's not tied so tightly, right? Like one of the reasons that we, in Hilchos Nida, that we do chafifa. Chafifa is literally scrubbing, but chafifa has come to mean any preparation that a woman does to get ready to go to the mikvah. One of the major elements is that we try to get rid of any knots in the hair. Any knots in the hair. That's the whole simen, a long simen. In simen kuf sadiches in Yeredeya, in Hilchos Tefila, says the halacha is that water has to touch the body all at once by a tefila, right? That's different than kashering. By kashering, I could do it part by part. Let's say I have to be magil a pot, and I don't have a big pot that could fit the other pot in, so I could do it half, and then I could do the other half, right? Hagala doesn't have to be babasachas, but tefila has to be babasachas. So it has to be in the water at one time. So that's why we try to get out all the knots. That's why there's higher standard by Kodesh, as we see, than by Truma. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchos needed in dinei tefila that we try to do what we can to get out any potential chatitza. Tzricha shetitpol kol gufa bipa machas. That's the lashon, right? Her whole body has to go in at one time, and therefore lefichach, you got to prepare, you got to ready, right? That the Taz quotes the pasuk, v'rachatz uba hashemesh v'taher ma biashimsho kulo kaachas afrechitzaso kulo kaachas. Has to be altogether one, so it should be tovel. Lefichach, sorach shelo yehei alea shum davar hachotzeis. Because tevila has to be kol gufa b'pam achas, that's why we have to try to remove any type of interposition, any other type of chatzitza. V'yafilu kol shu, even a tiny amount would cause problems. V'im derech b'nei adam lif'amim lahakbar alav, and it gets into the sugi of kveida. Im derech b'nei adam lif'amim lahakbar alav chotzeis, afilu emeinu makpedes levata. If sometimes people are makbid on having this item on, then it's a kpeda. There you have to remove it. Even if she's never makpedes for it, but derech grove b'nei adam lahakbar alav chotzeis. Okay, so that's the we try to remove all chatzitzas, either rubo or makpid. And the Ramah says we try to remove even miyat she'enu makpid. Lechatchila lo titpal afilu b'dvarim she'enam chotzitzin gezeira atu dvarim hachotzitzin. We try to remove even things that were not technically considered a chatzitza. So this is why we try to get out any knots, like our Mishnah had said, right? The Shulchan Aruch says the next couple of se'ifim, Siv Gimel starts about hair. Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav. All of those are about hair. Im chutin elu chalulin asui maisa reshes enam chotusin. Chute se'ar enam chotusin. Shtei sairos o yosef, shurim ke'echad. If you have hair tied to each other. If you have kesher echad, enam chotusin. Right? If you have two or more hairs, one hair tied on itself, all the different rules about when do we choshesh that the hair is going to stop the water from getting in. But again, the rule is basachas, right? And that's what the Mishnah says here. By kodesh, you have to untie it, and then you could tie, and then you let the water, and then you can tie it back up afterwards. But by truma, kosher v'yachar kach matbil. Good. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Chomer b'chodesh b'vachuma v'chulu, Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan. What is the reason for difference number one? Why do we tovel kli b'to kli by truma and not by kodesh? Right? What's the difference? Right? We definitely don't want the kli to be weighed, the inner kli to be weighing down on the outer kli. So why would we have different standards? So Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan, mipnei she'ochle truma's reason, v'ochle kodesh einan's reason. The difference is because people who usually truma are kohanim. Kohanim are used to eating truma, and they're very makbid about being tahar for the truma, and therefore they're zaris, and we know they're focused and diligent, and they're going to make sure that there's no chatitza, right? Because they're eating truma all the time. But ochle kodesh, who's included in ochle kodesh here? It could be bailim, right? Yisraelim eating some shlamim that they never eat. They're never used to eating kachim, or even kohanim eating kachim. They don't eat karbanos all the time, right? They just maybe they're for 2 weeks a year. Right, so whatever it is, the Pnei Moshe here says, who is it? Third wide line, Shenidna Afla Bailim, Kigon Kachim Kalim. Right, it's Yisraelim. Right, and so therefore, because they're not as zaris and as focused and as used to it, that's why we have a higher standard. Vokli Kodesh Yidim's reason. So not doing this together will make them focus more. Amar Rabbi Chananya Kumi Rabbi Mana. One second. Vahadihi Maila? Right, this is the list of milas, right, as is known. It will be known as Achasisre Milas, right? I said before, 13, 12, 11. So Achasisre Milas. But again, the Gemara is going to say 12 or 13, and I'm in base. That's why I said that. But is this a mila? It's a mila that the Ochle, you would call this an inherent higher standard for Kachim. This is just about the people involved. It's not inherently about a higher standard. Right? Ilu davershu shave bazel bazel, tame bazel vatar bazel, vidai maila. If you have something that should be the same, halacha, and we have a higher standard for kachim, fine. But here, if you have an ochle, if you have a zaris, let's say an ochle truma, he's a zaris. Wouldn't we trust that for kachim too? Right? So it doesn't seem to be inherently a difference in standard between kachim and truma. It's just a practical distinction based on the behavior that doesn't reflect a true mila difference, right? Does it? So the Gemara answers, yeah. Amar le tiftar b'mezukach l'kodesh. Yeah. No, let's say, and the Rav Chaim Knievsky explains it, let's say you have an ochle truma. Yes, they have a kohen who always eats truma, but he's involved in kachim now. So you might say, well, he's a Zariz. So if it's just a practical difference, he's a Zariz, then he should be able to be Tovo Kli B'Tov Kli. And the answer is he's not allowed to. Even though he's a Zariz. So you see it's a higher standard. It's not just based on practical considerations, which we would say practical considerations. So we should be able to have this not be mechalik between the two cases, and an ochle shuma should be able to do it. And the answer is no, he's not allowed. Look in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Ochel truma shezakok lechol kodesh nami tzarach linhog kahani milus. Even if you have an ochel truma who is a zariz who has to eat kachim, he still has to be knowing these milus. V'yafshu zariz v'zahir mishum truma b'kiagavna milahu b'kodesh al truma she'in tam b'davar. So there's no reason, no real reason that you would say, oh, we can be makel based on that reason. Still, so that's a mila. That's a mila. It's not just based on the practical ramifications. In a case of mizukak, lakodesh. Next, Rabbi Labishay, Rabbi Yochanan, Mayadavar Tame Kavi Kalitra, in Matbilan also, even by truma, if the inner kli is very, very heavy, and it's definitely going to weigh down, it's kalitra, so then, even for truma, you can not allow it to be tova kli, bitov kli. Period. Abba Shaul Omer. So here we have a Tosefta. The Tosefta in Paragimel Halacha Beis. The Tosefta says here, there's a Tanakama that we don't have here. So let's read the Tanakama. I'll read a few from the Tosefta. Here in Paragimel, right, in Paragimel it's called, it's Chomer Bakodesh. Interesting. Chomer Bakodesh starts, I don't think I mentioned this explicitly in that shir. We mentioned that the second half of the Masechta starts with Tumah V'Tahara, but we did mention that it was unusual that it starts in the middle of a perek, right? You would think, why doesn't it just start a new perek, right? We start towards the end of the perek, and then this whole perek now we're up to is all about Tumah V'Tahara. Why don't we just start it with a new perek? That's a good kasha. But the Tosefta does start a new perek, right? The Tosefta ends the previous perek, in perek Beis of the Tosefta ends Shavuos that falls out on a Friday or a Sunday or a Monday, which is all about the first half, about Bisham and Bisila, when they bring the Karbanos. And then this parak starts off with the previous. Ezeo Chazaka, Kol She'akar Haragla B'mayim, if you're still in the water, if you're not in the water, can you still say that's a tefillah? What kavana do you have to have? So in the Tosefta, it's nice and organized in terms of the chiluk of that, of the topics. Sorachin, we have to give an answer to Rebbe. Why does he start in the middle? But anyway, Perek Gimel Achabes. Chomer Bakodesh Bibatruma. The Tosefta. Shematvilim Kalim Kosos Bito Kosos. Tamchuyim Bito Tamchuyim. Bitruma Avalo Bakodesh. Bakodesh No Sin Latocha Sal O Latocha Gargutni. For Kudshim, the outer Kli, even if the outer Kli, you're allowed to use an outer kli that the water could go through, like a wicker basket or a gur gutni, right? You're allowed to use some type of strainer, right? So that's the Tanakama. Abishol Omer. Abishol says, Kachayosim b'truma v'lo bakodesh. Abishol says, for truma, right? What does our Mishnah say? For truma, you could do kli b'to kli. Abishol says, no, only by truma, only if the outer kli is, the water could get through. Now back to our Gemara. Abishol Omer, afitruma, yavil nosu ela basal, ela salga kutubi avad. Arguing on that Tanakama there and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah sounds like, a truma, you can be tolo kli b'to kli, even if the outer kli is a metal kli, if the outer kli is an enclosed kli. And Abishol says, no, even by truma, we have a chumra. You're only allowed to use a kli that water can get through. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Abishol, Vishim, Rabbi Shimon, Shteim, Amar Davar Echad. It seems like Abishol here and Rabbi Shimon elsewhere have the same shita. Where's Rabbi Shimon? The following. Sinit Haman, we have the Mishnah in Mikvaos. The Mishnah in Mikvaos tells us, what happens if you have a woman who needs help getting into the mikvah? Are you allowed to hold her hand getting into the mikvah? So says the Mishnah. Or let's say you're being tovel something and you don't want it to fall down. You're in the kelim mikvah. So what do you do? So if you're just tovel it, stam, your hands are dry, you put it into the mikvah and you don't let go, so water doesn't get into that spot, so it's no good. What you have to do is to get your hands wet first. Get your hands wet first, then hold the kli, and then the person, and then we'll say that the water under your fingers is connected to the water in the mikveh. It's all good. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yerapik and Yeshiva Ben Amayim. You still got to hold your hand loosely, right? Meaning what? Rabbi Shimon sounds like if there's a if there's tightness and the water's not going to get be able to get through, then it's no good. So Rabbi Yochanan is putting this Rabbi Shimon together with Abishol. Just like Abishol says, if you have a regular enclosed kli, you can't be told a kli betov kli for truma. So to here, right, you don't think the water is going to get through? So the Gemara says, oh, Rabbi Yochanan then was chozer bo. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, maybe it's only in one direction. Mistava Rabbi Shimon Yod Abishol. Rabbi Shimon here by Mikvos will be moded to our case of Abishol, but maybe not the opposite. Abishol lo Yod to Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Abishol won't be moded to Rabbi Shimon, because what? Rabbi Shimon says, even if you get your hands wet beforehand, it's not going to work. Who says Abishol won't agree with that? Maybe Abishol would allow you. If the person gets their hand wet first, and then they're holding the kli, and then they're holding the person, maybe that would be okay. Maybe that would be allowed. Rabbanan the Kesar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yochanan halacha. Abishol, v'tanikin, halacha gedvarav. Halacha seems to be like Abishol. That's by Tovel and Kalim. What about mikvah? What about mikvahs? That's in the big machlokas rishonim. Big machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, that same simon. Kuf tzadi ches. Sif chav ches. Lo techos ba chaverta biyadeha b'shas tvila. A woman who's going to the mikvah should not hold her friend's hands when she's dunking. Ela imkein raf sayada. Unless she holds it loosely, so water can get in. But if the woman holding got her hand wet before, then it's okay. Shari shemashke tofeach shal yadeh achibul amei mikvah, because it connects the main mikvah. The Shulchan Aruch here is mekel. It's mekel allows that. If you look in the Shach here, the Shach says elam kein rav safa bach pasach kaharamban vaharamban. Even if she loosens her hand, right? The Shulchan Aruch says if she loosens her hand, good, or if she gets her hand wet. The Rambam and the Ramban say no, loosening hand is no good, because what do you mean loosening? She's gonna be scared. Maybe she'll tighten it. And even though usually we're not gozer, hacha shiny, to be tokshahu bahul, umispached, right? Penny shami yadav, because this woman going in maybe is nervous, who dochik is yadav alav, shalobim is kaven, or he's nervous to drop the kli in the kalim mikvah to the bottom. So there's a gzera that maybe you'll tie in it. Adkan, the kakas of hara'ah, the hacha ba'ochis bechaveru, shechaver nishan alav asuihu umatsui shalo yirape, the shaper shayach lemigzar. So the Bach paskins like the Rishonim that go lechumra, but the Shulchan Aruch is meikel. Umiyu, bal alachas gedolos, Gores, Rav Shimon Omer, Ashi Rappa, Dahainu Kapir Sharashpa, Da Asefa Palik Vidok. That would be okay. The next Shach also, Sif Lamed Vav, that if you got the water wet, then Mutter. Kaz of Adrisha, Mikan Yesh Heter Gamor, Shebishah Shoisha Tovelas, Vachaverta Dachva Bemayim, Shecholo Lechos Biyada, Bishasa Tchifa, Imedicha Yadea Bemayim Tchila, Vinzor Lavri Yadea Bimana. It's okay that, You got the hand wet first. You don't have to separate and hold loose. The locomotion organ nashi didan shemafridin yedeya mimena b'shas techifa. Right, and that's you don't have to separate. And the Shach says, I think you should. Afinias daiti in lahoras kula b'drav shenagu iser the lo b'mishu poskim einol b'di evet shari aval chadchila man lemalon v'yod kamedvarim machmirim l'nyanida shalom en adin. So the chadchila, you know, the hand should be a little loose, even if there was water. Okay, so that's an important discussion. Abishol and Rabbi Shimon. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Masnisa the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yonah says, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir holds to this chilik between Kodesh and Truma when it comes to Kli B'tol Kli. Aval Divrei Chachamim, Osan Kin Afila B'Kodesh. The Chachamim say, no, this isn't a distinction. You could do Kli B'tol Kli even by Kodesh, meaning according to the Rabbana, knock down one of the distinctions. As we'll see, they'll hold 12 instead of 13. Rabbi Meir would say 13 distinctions, and they would say, no, 12, as we'll see. Next line. The second chilik of the Mishnah was, do you consider each of the parts of the Kli independent if they became Tameh? So we said by Truma, yes, and by Kodesh, no. They're all considered one, and the Tumah that we're talking about, as we explained, is only Tumah Durabana. Tumah D'Araisa is Matami, the whole item, no matter what. She'ein Beis Tzviya Toch, says the Gemara, because the Beis Tzviya, the place where you stick your finger on the outside for Truma, Toch is not called Toch. It's not considered like the inside where the whole thing becomes Tameh. Kli Kodesh, Kulan Toch. But by Kli Kodesh, the whole thing is considered inside, and inside, something that is inside, then it's Matami the whole Kli. So that independence is only by Truma and not by Kodesh. Rabbi Yona, B'shei Rabbi Chiya Barba, Ma'is HaShadeh Prozu Shiva Zakeinim La'abarat HaShana V'Bikas Rimon. There's a story that will have relevance because they'll be talking about our sugya, right? There were seven rabbis, because for Ibar HaShana, you need seven. There's a seven rabbis got together to be Ba'abarat HaShana in Bikas Rimon, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, "Adahachi v'hachi pasuk b'devei Torah." Right, when they got there before they started actually being Ibar HaShana, they started talking in Torah. What sugya are you learning? What's the latest? Again, Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. Remember the Rambam in Mitzvos Asei Kuf Nun Gimel. Mitzvos Asei Kuf Nun Gimel discusses the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. It's one mitzvah. Shetzivanu Yisbarach. Sivanu. Interesting. Sivanu. It doesn't say Siva Bezdin. So it's as if the Bezdin is our representative. Our representative. Shetzivanu Yisbarach LaKadesh Chadashim V'LaChashev Chadashim V'Shanim. V'Zui Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh V'Lama Yisala HaChodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chadashim U'Ba Pirish Edus Zu Tehei Mesur Lachem. Klomer. Shemitzvah Zu Eina Mesur L'Kol Ish V'Ish Kamo Shabbos Bereishis. This mitzvah is not given to set a calendar like the weeks. The week's Shabbos is given to each person. Shekolish yimaneh shisha yamim v'yishbos b'shvi. Every part Shabbos, every person counts 6 days of rest on the seventh. Ashek she Yisrael akol ish ish halavana sheyikva hayom ahu Rosh Chodesh. You don't say that. If everybody sees the moon, okay, Rosh Chodesh. No, it's not like Shabbos. O yimaneh minyan tori v'yikva Rosh Chodesh. O ya'ayin ichur ha'aviv v'zulasa. Or you check out the seasons. The delay of the seasons. Mimashe roi l'stakol bo v'yosef Chodesh. I'll add on a month. No. Avol mitzvah zu lo ya'asa osa la'olam zulas bezdin agadol avad. Only the bezdin agadol will do this. Ube eretz Yisrael avad. V'lachein batzla hara'iyah etzleinu hayom beheder bezdin agadol. K'mo shebatla hakravas hakarbanos beheder hamikdash. You don't have a base of mikdash, you can't bring karbanos. Even though the Rama Paskins, you can bring, you don't have a mizbeach, let's say, to be exact. And in, you don't have a Sanhedrin HaGadol, so therefore you can't do anything with the calendar. Ubaze yitu haminim hanigroim bekan b'misrach karain. Right, and this is the Karaites make a mistake here, says the Rambam. Vizeu ashorish gamkein shalo yodu bo gamkein zulasenu b'chlal harabanim ha'holchem imayim bi'afeila chashecha. Right, they make a mistake, which we're not going to get into right now. But that's what the Rambam says. Shachesbon azed. So nowadays we do cheshbon. We don't do re'iyah. We do cheshbon. And then the Rambam goes into why do we do cheshbon? When do we do cheshbon? It's a b'di'evan. Okay. So the Gemara says, the story here, is that these seven rabbis went to be ma'abar the Shana. Umihayu, who was there? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Right? Some of these were some of those star talmidim that Rabbi Kiva started with again. So it was that door after the Churban. So we know it was just around the time that they used to do it, the Sanhedrin, and now the Sanhedrin had to be exiled from Keren B'Yavne, as we'll see, and they're going back, and they're trying to be Ma'abed Hashana again. Amru, kama ma'alos ba'kodesh ba'truma. But meanwhile, they were talking. They said, how many ma'alos are there? Ba'kodesh u'ba'truma. How many ma'alos are there, you know, separating and distinction? So Rabbi Meir, Omer Shlosh Yisrael. Rabbi Meir says 13. As I said earlier, 13, because he includes even the first one. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Shtemes, Rabbi Yossi says, no, 12. 12, not 13. Where do you get 13 from? 12. Amar Rabbi Meir, Kach Shamati, Rabbi Akiva, Shloshes. Rabbi Meir says, no, I heard 13 from Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar, Shimashi is Rabbi Akiva Omdos. I was Mishamish Rabbi Akiva standing. Somehow standing is a higher level. The Karban Eidah, Klomar, Shimashi Rabbi Akiva Harbi Mimcha. Standing, that means, I don't know, more than you. I was Mishamishim more than you. Mashalo Shimashto Yeshivos. You only were Mishamishim sitting. I was standing, and somehow that's a higher level of service, and therefore I could be more sure what he said. And I agree. And I agree that there were 12 and not 13. Amru, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, Alexandri Lamitohu. They say Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, he's the one that has, MS, and he knows Rabbi Kiva only had, less. So he had in the Karban Eidah, Viodeh Shalom Rabbi Kiva Ela Eser Malos, right? Maybe 10 Malos, or maybe it's just against the 13 one. Okay. Va'amdu misham b'neshika. Either way, they had this machlokas, but when they got up from there, they gave each other a kiss. Meaning it was only a machlokas l'shem shemayim. Don't think that, there was, something deeper here. Look at the Karban Eidah. Va'amdu misham b'neshika. Klomar. Ava misha dibru kasho zulazu. Even though they spoke, harsh to each other. Right, when they stood up, they were ava v'achva. If you look in the carbon, the Chaim Kanievsky, he says v'yodani shlo amar ba'ela yudbeis milas. I know there was only 12. So the issue in the Gemara argues at least 13 verses 12. That's what it seems to be, even though there's a lashon of a 10 and a shem neshika. V'chol man delo havi legula, and the Gemara just adds that, you know, when they had, when they were doing this Ibra Shana, they had to have ituf, right? They have to be dayanim and have ituf. So some of them, they were there, maybe they get there quickly and they didn't have, time to get ready. It was shasa shmad. They were just trying to like get it done. Though some of them didn't have gula, some type of beged that went over their heads, a talus. So what they do, avichavri cut the pagid to gulsei v'yavle. So each one of them cut off some of their beged to give to their friend to put on top of their heads. V'lame avdunkein. How did they do such ava? They had such love for each other. Isn't that amazing? How they had such love for each other? Again, some of them were talmidim river biakiva v'yavle recha kamocha. And they knew this is after the time of the 24,000 that died, Shlonongu Kavozebazet. But, the Gemara is gonna have another idea, where did this come from, this great Ava, Vlameha Avi, Avdun Kate. Okay, though, but for answering that question, we'll stop. Hashem, we will continue the daf next time.